us a good evening. So we're all standing already as the pallbearers will make their entrance this afternoon. Why don't we sing a little part with "It is well, it is well"? Oh, yes, it is well. Oh, with my soul. Yes, it is well. It is well with my soul. Oh, it is well. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. I believe we could confess that in song this evening because we have that testimony in our hearts. Amen. As we gather this afternoon, it's quiet afternoon to pay our last respects to our precious and beloved sister Lucy, one who sat in our midst, one who we hugged, one who we greeted. God in his sovereignty allowed her to share part of this earthly journey with us who are gathered here this afternoon, and maybe some who couldn't make it today. But we are thankful. We come to celebrate her life, pay our last respects as we gather this evening to give thanks for the blessing that she was to all of us. One who would always have a smile, one who would always greet you, never pass you straight. We know her in the amen corner crying out. That significant cry, that significant voice. We'll miss her, but we know that we have a hope we'll see her soon again. So by God's grace, I just ask you to bow your hearts. Let's commit everything into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, Father, we come humbly in your divine presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this grace that you have given unto us, Father, to meet our precious sister in this earthly journey, Father. Lord, your daughter who walked the face of the earth and fulfilled her purpose. But today, Lord, we come to pay our last respects because her earthly journey has ended, Father, and she has gone on to her eternal destination. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to meet such a wonderful person. A loving sister, Lord God, a mother, friend, grandmother, sure to many of her brothers and sisters in assembly, her immediate family, her relatives, her neighbors, whoever she would meet, surely she might have touched their heart in some way. We are thankful, Lord, that you gave us this opportunity. And this evening, Lord, we just want to come giving thanks. May you continue to comfort the hearts of the bereaved, Lord, her children, her grandchildren, her immediate family, friends, neighbors, whoever it may be, Father. May you be their peace and their comfort today, Father. And even after today, Father, may you linger on, Lord, and continue to bring understanding, Lord, a peace that passes all understanding. And Father, may you take everything under your divine control this evening as we'd come to pay our last respects and commit everything into your hands, that you would lead and that you would guide, Father. And you take everything under your divine control. We ask these tender mercies in no other name but the holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen. So I greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, each and every one, the immediate family. Amen. Friends, visitors, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let's just sing this little song, From the Earthly to the Heavenly. Amen. This evening we are those who sorrow but with hope, because God has made a promise in his word and he keeps all his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. We are believers this evening, and she's a believer. She's still a believer. Hallelujah. She wasn't a believer. She's still a believer. Amen. Praise his mighty name. We can sing this song in honor and glory to this promise that God has given us today. Oh, from the earthly to the heavenly. Oh, from the earthly to the heavenly. From this body to my theophany. Oh, from this old pestilence to my Father's house. There's a mansion he's built for you and me. There's a mansion he's built for you and me. Oh, if our earthly house, if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have another one waiting, or eternal in the heavens. He said, I go. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be. Oh, what a promise is he doing from the earthly. To the heavenly, from this body to my theophany. Oh, from this old pestilence to my Father's house. Well, there's a mansion he's built. He's built for you and me. Oh, soon we lay aside this old ragged robe of flesh. Soon we lay aside this old ragged robe of flesh in exchange for a glorious one prepared in the heavens. And at the resurrection, at the sounding of the trump, hallelujah, our bodies will be glorified. Oh, just like Jesus. From the earthly to the heavenly. From this body to my theophany. From this old pestilence to my Father's house. That's a mansion he's built for you and me. That's a mansion he's built for you and me. Hallelujah. What a promise for us today, man. Praise his wonderful name. Why don't you turn around and greet one another as we settle in his presence this evening? Amen. Men, see a family member for a little while. You just greet them, give them a good Christian greeting this evening as we welcome each and everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. All praise and honor and glory be to his mighty name this evening. Thank you, Jesus. When you're true, you may have your seat. invite Brother David to get ready to sing for us this afternoon. Hallelujah. And just in case you forgot to turn that cell phone on vibrate, just a gentle reminder. And for those of you who may have not been here before, the female and male toilets are on my left there. And if you need any further assistance, there are deacons and ushers at the door that will be glad to help you with any situations you may have. Amen.
God bless you all today. You know, there's a little song that says, in a better world, a better place, a better life, a better way with better things, in eternity, that's where we'll be with the one who died for you and me. This is the hope that we have today for our sister Lucy. Amen. Take a picture, put it in a dark room. There's a process for it to go through. Then take it out when that process is completed and see the beauty before you. That's how it is with this life here on earth. The shot was taken from another world. Earth is the dark room where our lives develop, and soon our true beauty will unfold. Struggling to live, but there's a place where they don't. Here we see sickness and dying, but there's a place where we won't. We've got no future on this sinful earth. Our eyes are fixed on that other world. We've got no treasure here below, for there is a place where they are stored. And world where pilgrims and strangers, but there's a place where we belong.
There's a place where we belong.
Oh, and soon we leave this old sinful Eden. Just take courage, friends. it won't be long. Oh, down here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Country that God has prepared a future home
in a better
in
world,
a better world,
a better place,
a better place,
a better life,
a better life,
in a better
in
way,
a better way,
with better things,
in eternity. That's where we'll be with the example, what a life that was lived before us. But we ought to take courage today.
Hallelujah.
That we could press on the same way she did. Run for the prize.
Hallelujah.
Live for that incorruptible crown. Amen.
Wonderful name. What a promise today, amen. We thank you, Lord. Here we see trees struggling to live, but there's a place where they won't, amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. No more sickness, no more dying, no more pain there. No more parting there, amen. This time, we'd just like to invite our precious sister Martha Joseph to come and do the eulogy this afternoon. Amen.
A pleasant good day all. I am Martha, granddaughter of Lucy Dandrad, who we call mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister, aunt, and friend, also neighbor. I would like to share a few words with you that will give or show the essence of this wonderful woman. Lucy Antonia Dandrad was born on the 2nd of September 1924 into very humble dwellings at the heights of Aripo, East Trinidad. In her early years, Lucy was what we would call a hot girl, who loved to dress well, dance, and music. She loved parang in particular. She was a very passionate person. One of her passions was her plants. Plants of all kind she would gather. And her environment would always resemble a mini botanical garden whenever you visit her. She loved plants so much that she would sometimes wear the flower of one in particular that had a sweet fragrance as her perfume. She would stick it in her clothes and come to church and stuff with it. She worked hard all her life, from burning coals, gardening, and running of a small parlor downstairs. She was willing to do it all to take care of her family. She was like an aunt, always brisk, constructively occupied, and full of purpose. Lucy was a Roman Catholic before accepting this end time message in 1973, at the age of 52 years. She served the Lord Jesus Christ in this way wholeheartedly from that day till the moment she fell asleep in Christ. She loved the things of the Lord and would never let age or anything hinder her from traveling out into the region with the saints, testifying, worshiping with her hands always lifted high. You would often hear her crying out in the corner under the effects of the Word of God. While at Barataria as a small child, I would often hear this noise, and I never knew this was my grandmother until I was an adult. Right? The cry was always so heart-wrenching. If you wasn't sitting there with conviction, you would be convicted when you hear this cry. It was unique. She was a woman who prayed without ceasing, always on her knees. One of her famous lines when you would visit her is, "I just be praying for Olia, you know. I just always pray for Olia. I believe in for all you." Granny was a serious Christian, always telling of the mercy and grace of God. And if you think it's only preachers who does make heaven high and hell hot, you're wrong, because grandmothers do. You had to make double sure that you dressed decent when you're visiting her. My cousin told us of an experience she had. She went to visit Granny with an exposed top. Granny took two safety pins, she pulled up the strap, she pinned it up, and then she took a shirt and she put it over that. So when she left there, she was fully, properly well-dressed. That is the type of woman she was. Even on her dying bed, she was pulling my sister clothes when she had little strength. She was given. You would never visit her and leave empty-handed. Your belly would be full upon your exit. She had one wicked oil dung. That thing used to lash. And she would give you breadfruit, mango, pomerac, cane. All of this is from her backyard, which she planted herself. We never knew her to follow any fab diet or exercise routine. But she was physically strong and healthy up until the day she died. She retained all her five senses till the very last days. To God be the glory. Her knees would pain her sometimes, but she would still stand in godly respect whenever prayer is being offered or the Bible is being read. She was a magnificent woman who played an integral role as the backbone of a very large family. We will miss her dearly, but we will never say goodbye, only until we meet again. Thank you very much for listening.
Amen. That's wonderful. Amen. A woman who brought her goods from afar off. Amen. Praise his mighty name. Let's all stand this afternoon to get ready to invite our precious minister brother, Anthony Melville, to sing this little song that's there on the program, "I Just Want a Dove to Lead This Eagle." Truly, she was that flower that brought a fragrance in the assembly as well. Not the one that she stuck on here, but she was a flower herself. Amen. All of us who met her know that. Amen. That sweet fragrance of love and friendship and that smile and comfort in her voice by God's grace. Let's just sing it as we get ready to invite our brother to come. No doubt a song she loved. "Just wandered down to lead, to lead this eagle. I just wandered up to lead this eagle home, to lead this eagle home. For I know the dove is here. Come to lead God's eagles. Oh, and I know. Yes, I know he will guide me and he'll keep me and keep me in his word. I just want to follow. Invite our brother to come this evening. Hallelujah. Just want to follow. Oh, that's the desire of your heart this evening. The way you will lead me. I just want to follow. Following the leadership of eternal life. Hallelujah. Just want to follow the way that you will go.
That you will go. For I know. You will lead me. In the footprints that you have left. Hallelujah. And I know that you will guide me. Thank you, Lord. That you will guide me. I just love that dove. Hallelujah. That great Holy Spirit. Our lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God, the created man who live in our hearts today. He is my Lord. I just love that dove. Just love that dove, for he has been my guide. Thank you, Lord. has been my God. He has brought me up 7 steps. Oh, thank you, Father. 7 steps to a perfect faith that I've never known. Hallelujah. His word, as he rises, train again. Hallelujah. This train again. Hallelujah. How we love that dove this evening. That great Holy Spirit. Our lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The same one in Genesis that said, let there be, and there was. The same one that was made flesh and came as our kinsman redeemer. That same one that came back to live inside of us as the great Holy Spirit, that dove. How we thank him today. How we thank him for his great faithfulness as we come to celebrate the life of our precious sister, Lucy Antonia Dandrad. You know, if she was here in the flesh, I believe she's right here, not too far away from us. She'd be singing that song and raising her hand. I just love that dove, for he is my Lord. How we thank God this evening, amen. We come this evening to celebrate and to give God thanks and praise, and to express our gratitude for the life of our precious sister, Lucy Antonia Dandrad. Amen. We thank God for her life this evening. We thank God that God has sent her among us. Amen. And the times we have spent together with her, all those who come to know her close, and surely we'll miss her, but we know to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And, you know, we could stand here and give God thanks and rejoice. It's not too hard to stand here to represent our Lord Jesus Christ, to say some words on behalf of our sister, because we know the kind of person she is. She is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And leaving this world doesn't change you. She's still the same, amen, with the same kind of faith, the same kind of rejoicing, the same kind of thanksgiving, amen. The same kind of respect for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are so thankful this evening. Since because that seventh seal has been pulled back. Amen. The fullness of the word have come forth to us in its manifestation, God opening 7 seals. And we know, you know, our earthly destination. We know where we come from. We know when we leave here, where we're going. And because of these things, amen, we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. I believe we have great hope more than all the saints of all the ages. The things have been opened up to us in this hour. I believe the believers in this age have greater hope than all the rest of ages. The word has been made so plain among us. And we are so thankful for the grace of God, amen. You know, on behalf of the family, we want to share and express our condolences, and also to convey to you, Brother Vin Anthony Dial, Vinwood Anthony Dial, he have sent to convey his condolences to the family, all the children, all the grandchildren, great grandchildren, brothers and sister, you know, and we trust God that God will strengthen you all this evening and comfort you all as we come to give him thanks and praise. Amen. Let's just bow our hearts this evening. Thank you, Lord. Almighty God, Father, we give you thanks and praise, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your precious word of life. Your word cannot pass away, Father. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word cannot pass away, Lord. As we come today, Lord, to pay our last respects, Lord, and share some memories and give you thanks, Lord, and celebrate the life or precious sister Lucy, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you, Father, for the work you have done in her life, Father. And because of your working, because how you have called her by your grace, Lord. For no man could come unless the Holy Spirit draw them. Father, you have drawn her unto yourself and did a work in her heart, Lord. Brought her from Babylon into Canaan land. And Father, we give you thanks and praise for your marvelous, amazing grace, oh God, in the life of our precious sister, Father. Lord, we see your fingerprints all over her life. We see your great workmanship, Father, how you've worked upon her, Lord, and led her through this life's journey and brought her to the end, Father, of this side, oh God of earth, Lord, to cross over on the other side into your divine presence. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Thank you for her family here today. We ask you, bless them and strengthen them, Lord. Lord, all her children and grandchildren and great-grand and Lord, nieces and nephews, whoever are here today, neighbors, all the believers are here, Father. Oh, God, may you bless and strengthen our hearts, Lord. Lord, when we look back in your word, we are so comforted, Father, by your precious words of eternal life. Then our sister is a believer, oh, God. Lord, you said in the word, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh, God, hallelujah. That's your great eternal word, Father. We thank and we praise you, Father. And he that were dead, yet shall he live. Say, believers, doubters, we believe with all of our hearts today, Father. And we thank you for the, Lord, the faithfulness of your precious word. Will you bless us with the divine presence today and continue to comfort our hearts, Father. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We commit the rest of the time into your mighty hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Amen. We want to read the book of Genesis, chapter 23. Sorry for all the inconvenience concerning the time, but, you know, they had to do a second autopsy and different things, and, you know, and but we are thankful to be here this evening. And all who have made it, amen, to come show your respects, amen, to our precious sister and her family, amen, Brother Charles, member of the assembly, all his children, grandchildren, all the rest of the children, God bless you richly this evening. Genesis 23, verse 1 and 2. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Let's go on to verse 19. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. The Lord had his richest blessing to read of his words. May have his seats today. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. And we come to, as I said, we come to pay our respects to our sister, give God thanks and praise and for her life and what he have done in her life. We certainly come to the great privilege, amen, to come in contact with her, that God has allowed his daughter, Sister Lucy Antonia Dandra, to pass our way. Amen. A mother, she was a widow for many years. Grandmother, neighbor, great-grandmother, and a wonderful Christian. Amen. A sister, amen. Part of the TA family by the grace of God. Amen. But God gave her many years, and we thank God for that. You know, she was 93 years. The Bible says the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength, you might give 80 years. You know what God have given her? 93 years. Long life is a blessing from the Lord. Long life is a blessing. Especially when you could be blessed and grow old in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes you people get old and crudgety and fussy, and but she grew old in Christ. She grew old serving God and praising God, and you know, and as though God told Abraham, he said, thou shalt go to thy father in peace, and thou shalt be buried in good old age. And we see our sister died in good old age. Amen. 93 years, full of years, and was gathered unto her people. You know, one thing we could say about her, she was not just a Sunday morning Christian. You know? And she would travel to church on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday. She would travel from home 93 years, 92 years, and get a lift to go back home. But nothing will keep her away from the house of the Lord. And I was hearing that, you know, I didn't really notice it, but it was bringing back to my memory that the trips that we went into the islands, Tobago, Grenada, St. Vincent, Guyana, she on these trips. See, age was none to her. Once she feel the strength and God gave her the strength, she used the strength to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Surely we'll miss the little praise in the corner there. When she would cry out and say, praise the Lord, amen. And shout and cry the victory by the grace of God. We surely miss her. How she loved to testify. She wasn't ashamed of the works of God to share it with other people. Once I have a time to testify, she'll come and give God praise and give God glory and testify what the Lord Jesus Christ have done for her. She's that kind of person. Amen. I remember that, you know, a time came she wasn't able to come to church. So I went to visit her. That was about last month somewhere there, a month before. And she telling me, she say, even though I'm not coming, I'm streaming, you know. And, you know, at that age, I tell you, that life would be a witness to many people. At that age, look at the effort she put in to serve the Lord, to come in the house of God. And even though she cannot come, she making sure the daughter downstairs put on the computer, put on the services, and she in the stream. If she's not available, she called Branham somebody to put it on for her, and she in the service on the stream. So whether she was here or home, she's streamed by the grace. We're talking about not years, we're talking about last month or month before. When she's not in the house of the Lord, she's streaming the services. I think it's such a commendable thing. Amen. I think it put many of us to shame. There was something in her reel for the word. You know, something in her reel. And when she's streaming, she's not streaming like, you know, people stream and then they get up. No. She in service. She put on the stream and she locked in there. She alone. And she locked in there and she served until it finished by the grace of God. We certainly thank God for a life like that. A life worthy of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Lucy was in, as a church, was Roman Catholic. And she came to the message many years ago. Many, many years. Now she and Brother Charles of Fellowship, another assembly, and they joined our family, the TAA family, in Barataria. And from then she have been faithful, you know, not just really coming and going, but she wanted to be part of it. She wanted to be part of it by the grace of God. And what I thank God today for is a believer in Christ. You know, somebody who was in Babylon, like we read about Sarah. Sarah came out of Babylon with Abraham. And Sarah lived in Canaan. And occupied her life in Canaan. Dwelt in Canaan. And Sarah died in Canaan. And Sarah was buried in Canaan. Now, Canaan is a type of the Holy Spirit. Canaan is a type of the promised land. Canaan is a type of them in Christ. But we see Sarah. And when Abraham, when she died, Abraham was very careful where he buried Sarah. Because he knew where Job was buried. And he looked for the place where Job was buried. And he looked for that spot of ground and buried Sarah there. And when he died, he was buried there too. And when Isaac died, he was buried in that spot of ground in Canaan, which was Palestine. Then it became Palestine. And then when Jacob died, he died down in Egypt. But he made him swear, don't bury me down here. Carry me back to the land of my fathers. Carry me back where they bury Sarah, and where they bury Abraham, and where they bury Isaac, and bury me right there too. Why were they so particular where they bury? And then when Joseph was dying, he made him swear, watch me. God is going to visit you all one day. And when God visits you, don't leave my bones down here in Egypt. Carry my bones with you all. And carry to Canaan and bury my bones there. They were prophets. They were men under inspiration. And there's a reason why they all were buried in Canaan land, in Palestine. Because years later, when Jesus died, amen, and was buried, the Bible says at his resurrection, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks were rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that slept were raised, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. By inspiration, they knew the resurrection. They were part of the first fruits. It was supposed to happen in Canaan land, in Palestine. And by inspiration, they all wanted to be buried here. And they came out at his resurrection. Amen. And the Bible says, when they came out of the graves, they appeared unto many and went in their theophanies. Hallelujah. That's a promise to us. We also, as believers, we was in Babylon. Sure. But God had brought us into Canaan land. And we're living in Canaan land. Them in Christ living in Canaan land. That's our promise. And we're going to die in Canaan land. Because in Canaan land, in Christ, there's a promise. For when Christ comes, he's going to bring with him all them that sleep in Jesus. Will God bring with him? We ain't dying in the church. We ain't dying in the denomination. We ain't dying in the world. We want to die in Christ. Not only die in Christ, but bury in Christ. Amen. Because you know, in Christ, there is a resurrection. Not a second, but the first resurrection. Them in Christ will God bring with him. What a promise. You know, Christianity is so real. It's so wonderful in times like these. When there's a casket there, when many might grieve and weep, but we can look at that and say, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? But thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because we know a sister, that's only her body. She have gone on the other side. She have been gathered to her people. She's in another body. She's not all again, amen. No more heartaches. No more decisions to make. No more looking for taxi to travel. No more aches and pains in the body. That's all over with. It's a new life of joy and peace and immortality. What a hope by the grace of Almighty God. I think it's the greatest gift God can give anybody. Because everything we come here with, we have to leave. You have 100 shoes, you have to leave all. You have 10 cars, you have to leave all. You have 2-3 houses, you're living in one rent, the rich, you have to leave all. All the money bank, you have to leave all. All the clothes, you have to leave all. Hallelujah. But one thing we go with, our faith in God, our character, the life of Jesus Christ. What a hope. What a blessed thing to be a Christian. Hallelujah. We could come in the house of the Lord. Amen. We could come in times like these and rejoice and give God thanks and celebrate and honor God and honor our sister by the grace of Almighty God. What a hope we have, friends. Amen. I think it's the greatest calling in life when God called you to be a son of God, when God called you to be a Christian and a daughter of God. This is the greatest thing. Hallelujah. She was a simple woman, a humble woman, maybe not noticed when you hear the cries and the shouts. Amen. That's just Lucy there. And maybe afterwards, you know, just Lucy. But down behind that flesh, down behind that veil is a faith. Hallelujah. And a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Something happened to her. Here testify, you know, there was splendid testimony before the start of service. And she said, I love the Lord. And I my whole thing is to serve the Lord and to be faithful to the Lord. And that was her. That was her. A simple woman, but yet still, down in her soul, amen, something happened to her. She was quickened. She was made alive. She was dead, but she came alive by the grace of Almighty God. Amen. And when we have things like these, I think we could celebrate over a saint of the living God. Because you know where they are. She's not old no more. No, no, no. Hallelujah. She's in another body. She's young again by the grace of God. Maybe watching over today saying, amen, brother. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Amen, brother. When the things have been opened up to us and God shows what is behind the veil, these unfailing realities, because death is a mystery to many people, but to us it's not a mystery. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin the song, the mystery of God shall be finished. And the mystery of death has been unveiled before us. Hallelujah. We know when a believer die, where they go. Amen. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have another one waiting. Sure. We're not grieving. We're thanking God. We're thanking God for her life. We're thanking God what you have done for her. Amen. Because what God have done for her make her a different person. God start and God finish. Amen. God gave her 93 years. And it's a purpose. Why God gave her that? Because in her old years, she was a testimony. She wasn't just sitting down there and going to wheelchair and dragging up. No, 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 no. She was vibrant. She went for the family to bring her. No. She went and get taxi. 93 years. Tell me. Tell me. She have no drop. 93 years. Go and get a taxi. Jump in the car. Drop over at the corner by KFC. Take another taxi to come up here. And after service, she's going by the palm tree right here and stand up. She ain't begging and she's just waiting. I have to go home. God has to provide something for me. And she's waiting by the grace of God. What a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony for our young ones. Amen. When we have strength and we have youth. And, you know, we come to the house of God and we put other things. And we don't have time for that. But not her. Something happened in her heart. She lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That was the testimony. That's the purpose God let her live so long. Because in her age, her years being old, she still was giving him glory and praise and thanksgiving. She still lived her life to bring praise to God and honor to God. Amen. Some of us even get a drop, we ain't coming. I know. You call this one, I can't wait this evening. I call that one, I ain't going. Huh? I ain't going to drop. Not to see. Drop or no drop. She had to be in the house of the Lord. But there was something in her heart calling. I want to make it so real that even though she wasn't able to come, even though she wasn't able to come, she still put on the stream and in service also. It shows it was nothing like coming to church to be able to see her. And the only time I knew that is when I went home and talked to her. I knew she was treating me. It was a Wednesday. She said, brother, Today's Wednesday, you know. Late night service. And I'm streaming. I said, oh, yeah, streaming. See my daughter-in-law. Come and put it on for me. Or somebody come and put it on for me. It wasn't like a show that saw somebody in church. No, there was something in her heart. Whether who watching, whether who there, who not there, she had to be in the service of the Lord by the grace of God. And we are so grateful and thankful for that. She's still the same way. She still loved the Lord Jesus Christ. She still loved the Word. Still loved the Word. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You know, I can imagine when she meet all them believers there on the other side. Hallelujah. Fellowshipping and having a good time by God's grace. In another body. By the grace of Almighty God. Realities. Amen. Not something make up, friends. It's something real. This is not the end of it. This is not the end of it. Amen. The Bible says Abraham was gathered unto his people. Isaac gathered unto his people. Israel gathered unto his people. They went to where the people was. Job went. Where Job was, there they went. Amen. All them saints went in a gathering place. The Lord Jesus Christ tell the man on the thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. They were there. And they came out at his resurrection. And the graves were opened. Amen. And the body of the saints that slept arose and appeared unto many. It's a real world. Amen. When we leave here, we ain't finished. No. That's what the Bible said. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Because she's a little flower. And God figure, well, see, right now, I want to pick that flower. I want to pick Lucy. To help her make up the bouquet on the other side. And he picked that flower. Hallelujah. To join the saints on the other side by the grace of God. Glory. It's something that, that's the greatest thing to me. I don't have the words to express it, but when you're in Christ, and when you're a Christian, in times like these, it matters. Hallelujah. To know you're continuing on in another body. You're continuing on the other side. Hallelujah. You're joining the saints on the other side, the sleeping saints. It's not over. It's a continuation of the same life. That way the life had to be changed here. The life will be changed there. Your life get changed right here. The believers in Christ have eternal life, present tense. The only people in the face of the earth have eternal life in their heart right now is the bride of Jesus Christ. She has eternal life right now. And that life can't finish. It continues on. In the next dimension, in the sixth dimension, it continues on. Hallelujah. Waiting for the last trumpet to sound. Glory. If you ask her to come back, no, she don't want to come back. Come back to that kind of foot? That kind of arthritis? No. They say even though granny a pain in the foot, she will still stand when the word is being read. She will still stand when prayer is being offered. She has such a respect for God. We certainly thank God this evening. How God has allowed a saint of God, allowed a daughter of God, amen, to come our way. He have lent us a precious jewel. Hallelujah. You know what's the meaning of Lucy? The meaning of Lucy is light. Lucy means light. And surely she was a light. A bright and shining light. Hallelujah. She's shown in the neighborhood. She's shown in the church. Amen. Antonia. It means priceless. Amen. Priceless. Praiseworthy. So she was a priceless light, worthy of praise. Her name, the picker, the kind of person she was. Surely she was a light. Amen. She was an asset to us by the grace of God. We are so thankful for God to give us a saint like that. Hallelujah. We are so thankful for God to allow his daughter to grace our assembly like that by the grace of God. An attribute of God that come from God and go back to God. and simplicity and humility. That's how God reveals himself. But yet, shining forth bright. Amen. A priceless light. Amen. Worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Worthy of praise. We are so grateful and thankful for that seventh seal. Glory to God. Amen. She's part of the sleeping bunch. We can't make no choice which group we want to be in. But as life unfolds, the revelation is made known. God, as we were just talking in the back there, God have us in a need-to-know basis. And there's some of the things we need to know. How God has tell us when we need to know. Brother Ram thought, well, maybe, you know, he said, I would like to be there, but he's part of the sleeping saints. She's part of the sleeping saints. But whether you sleep or whether you're alive, it don't matter. Amen. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we that remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. It don't matter. What matters is what having eternal life right now. Being born again right now. It's not about church. It's not about coming to church. It's not belong. No, it's having a new birth. Being born again of incorruptible seed. Being born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost to put you into Canaan, to put you into Christ. Because the resurrection is going to take place in Christ. For them in Christ. Outside of Christ, I have to wait for the second resurrection. But only those in the first resurrection is those who in Christ. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, by a new birth. Now, Jesus Christ, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. Where you are changed. Where you get a divine nature. Amen. Where you have power to put the flesh in subjection. Glory. Amen. You are changed from temporal to eternal. That seed inside of you was dormant. It's now quickened and made alive. To live out the portion of word that God has you to live out while you're on the earth. And give glory unto God. And when you leave here, that same eternal life continues on. In another dimension. The same life. That don't change nobody. However you die, that's however you are. You gotta get changed right now. Amen. And that have nothing with young or old neither. You could die young. You could die 15. You could die 16. You could die 21. You could die 30 something. It have not. It's when God say. And God knows he gave every one of us a space of time, an allotted space of time, and gave us his word. And he goes, say, what you do with that word I give you? You had chance, you had time. You was in the house of God. You grew up in the assembly, you know what is right, know what is wrong. You know what God gave. And God will have Sister Lucy as a testimony to testify. Sister Lucy testified to them. She said, I was 93 years old, but it didn't stop me at all because it's something beyond the flesh. When that quickening power is there, something beyond the flesh. You ever see God's servant preach? It's something beyond the flesh. You see how we go? It's something beyond the flesh. Bram said, when you see that old man preach, when the man come up, you see the man like he weary, the man dragging, the man old. He said, I felt sorry for him. But when his spirit touched the man, and his spirit started anointing the man, the man said, you don't have room for him for me. You don't have room here for me to preach. You don't have the space here for me to preach. And the man started from quite before the foundation of the world. Amen. Down quite long to the millennium. Amen. In the new heaven and the earth. He was so anointed with the Holy Spirit. That made the difference. That made the difference. The anointing that made the difference. And it was the anointing of our sister life that made the difference. It didn't matter 93 or 92. That made a difference. When they get dropped or no drop, I'm not going to win it. I have to be there. Don't forsake to assemble yourself as a man of some do. I have to fulfill the word. And the anointing will give me the strength and the power to fulfill God's word. I'm not coming out sleeping, but I'm giving God glory and praise and following the word. That makes the difference. That quickening power. That power to put the flesh in subjection. Amen. We're born carnal. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Come to this world speaking lies. We're born with an evil nature. That I dare say, in sin did my mother conceive me. Church can't help that. Hearing the word alone can't help that. We have to go further than that. We have to be justified, sanctified, and baptized with the baptism of the Holy Ghost to quicken that seed inside of us. Because by one Spirit, we are all baptized into Jesus Christ. That is what God come to us. Give us a new nature. Give us a new life, a divine nature. With our minds set on things above and not on things of the earth. It's not something you're trying to do. No, but something happened to you on the inside. Your nature has changed. You are transformed from what you were to what you are. A new creature, a new creation, where all things passed away and all things become new. You set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Something happened to Lucy. All true Christians have that experience. We can say amen. Amen. That was the miracle in her life. That was the miracle. It was God's doing. It was what God do. It wasn't Lucy Dandridge good. It wasn't, no. It was the grace of God. It's the working of the Holy Spirit. It's what God do. Wasn't that she's a good woman? No. She's a trophy of his grace. And all of us there in Canaan, all of us there in the promised land, it's not that we better than nobody. It's the grace of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that make us what we are by God's grace. He made the difference. He made the difference. Glory to God. Amen. I'm so grateful and thankful. What a contrast. From 93 to 19. My. Them movie star, which they get at? They're trying to get at. All kind of injections and different things. They want to eat this, they want to eat that. They want to get back young. But God have the key. God have the mystery. God have the key to transform us. Hallelujah. Glory. From 93 to 19. That's a paradox. But it's true. Anyhow, amen. Hallelujah. But it's so good to be a Christian. I think it will be worth it all. I think it will be worth it all. The Bible says we have light affliction. Light. Compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Our affliction is light. Our trials is light. Our tribulation is light. How many things we go through is light. They're not heavy. The burden is light. Why? You're comparing it with the glory that shall be revealed and start to be revealed. You can't compare that. When you go on the other side and say, Lord, this is it. And I was complaining, Lord, oh God. This. Immortality. You can't get old. You can't get sick. There's no sickness there. There's no illness there. There's no right. There's no pain there. There's eternal life. There's blessed immortality. Hallelujah. Can't get tired there. Sure. The prophet went behind the curtain of time and he saw them. My precious brother, my precious brother. Come running, hugging about my precious brother. He said, I don't have the words to express. I don't have the words to express what I experienced on the other side. He said, perfect cannot express it. It cannot express it. Perfect. It's beyond that word. There's no word in the English dictionary to express the glory that shall be revealed. Can't get old. Can't get tired. Perfect youth. Hallelujah. You can hug your brother, hug your sister. No sensation. It's all gone. Perfection beyond perfection. When he was supposed to go back, he said, go back to this. No, I don't want to go back there. But his work wasn't finished. He just went to a view. But when in viewing, he didn't want to come back to the old pest house. Because this is our old pest house. He went there to the Father's house, but not to stay, just to view, to come back. And they give us the report. Like the spies went and spy the land and bring back a report how the land is. Because before this age, nobody knew. Paul knew, and Paul said, I know a man. I met the third heaven. Lock it up as a mystery. But in this age, there's no more mystery. The fullness of the word is born into manifestation. Hallelujah. The seven seals have been pulled back. Amen. All the mysteries of God is being made known to a bride upon the face of the earth. And he had to go there because he himself didn't understand it. You see, maybe I'll see Brother Bram with a little cloud. See, Neville has a little cloud. And I can't shake his hand because he's a little cloud. And he could just imagine. There was a mystery in the world to be unveiled. Hallelujah. To give us a sure hope. Hallelujah. There's no light that ever shone since creation as this light. No light. Through all the ages, there's no light that shone since creation as this light. There's no light so bright as this light. Hallelujah. There's promise in the world, there shall be light in the evening time. And he had to go there to come back to have a full understanding. To open up the word, make it plain to us by the grace of God. So when we come like times like these, we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. No! We have expectation. We have hope. We're going to see our sister again by the grace of God. Amen. It's been made known to us. We know it. Hallelujah. There's no debt. You know, we used to sing a little song a long time there. Death had no terrors for the blood-bought ones. Surely it have no terror today. What we know, what we know. Amen. There's no terror. Amen. Just to go on the other side. People who was going over there. Dwight Moody. Going over there. His last words. You know. He said, this is my coronation day. Amen. A brother, they start singing some song, some slow song, near my God to thee. He said, who died, me or you? He started to travel on the other side. Amen. He started feeling the pull. Hallelujah. He said, change that song. Put something different, man. Spice up the place a little bit. There's a celebration, man. Don't let the cross of my Savior die. Amen. There's a celebration. Hallelujah. F.F. Bosworth going over, get up from the bed, shaking people's hand. Hey, uncle, long time no see. Oh, grandpa, long time no see. Oh, cousin, oh, this one, I went to the Lord. It's a real land. But in all that we had, still in this day, someone went over and saw the believers and saw the saints and hugged the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. A mystery opened up under the seventh seal to come back and tell the bride, there's a land beyond the river. Do not fear. Amen. Hallelujah. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Amen. We could shout the victor's march, amen. Satan said, well, I'm telling people, boy, look at casket there. That's just a body. Our sister in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. A bright shining light, amen. A priceless light worthy of praise. Glory be to God. I'm so happy today. Amen. I remember, you know, the last time I visited her, not Saturday here, but Saturday before, they tell me that Granny looking too good. So when I went there, downstairs, the doctor tell me, she looking good at all. So I went up, she said she not eating, she responding, nothing. So I went there, I said, had to praise, had to watch her. Eyes closed, foot straight, hands like this, eye closed, no response, nothing. I started to sing, started to read little psalms. And I said, Sister Lucy Dandrad. She opened the eye. She opened the eye. And she's trying to raise the hand. But she's weaker, trying to raise the hand. But can't raise that. Trying to raise the hand, and boom, it brought back down again. You know. And she out, you know. I call her again. Sister Lucy Dandrad. Open the eye again. Trying to raise the hand. Amen. And it was a sign that, you know, God was taking her. Even the children told me to say, Brother Melville, we believe Granny going, you know. We believe Granny on the bed. They say, Granny in the bed. We don't believe Granny getting back up again. Granny going home. We prayed, and she dared by the grace of God. And that's the last time I saw her. I believe she's in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How we thank God for the amazing grace. When you can see God could work in a life and call a person. Amen. From a carnal, ungodly nature from the world and change them from an ugly caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. Hallelujah. This old nature is not right here, you know. In sin, our mother and father conceive us, you know. Deadly, you know. That's the problem in our birth, you know. I was telling people the other day, I say, go and read Leviticus 12 and see if it's not the bird. When you make a child, the woman was unclean. You make a child and be unclean, yes. When you make a child, it was unclean. It was a man child, certain days you're unclean. If it's a woman, a female child, more days you're unclean. Just like making a child. All of the mystery hid up. Our birth bring the condemnation. When the seed of copulation go out of a man, if it touch the sheet, it touch the pillow, it touch the lady, they was unclean. Showing what? Our birth is our problem. That's why Jesus Christ's first doctrine was, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He cannot say, see it! Because our birth is our problem. How we born. But thank God for a new birth. Thank God for incorruptible seed. The word of God has abided forever. Thank God there's a people in the last days being born again of Revelation 10, 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Born again of incorruptible seed. The word for the season, the word for the age. That was she was sitting under. She was sitting under Revelation 10, 3 and 4. Hallelujah. And Revelation 10, 11 was standing in the desk. All these years, and feeding her sheep food, and giving her the word, and prophesying to her, and foretelling her, and giving her the word, and giving her the word, to bring her what she's by the grace of God. How we thank God for his amazing grace. You don't need to thank God for a ministry, for a man standing in his post of duty, faithful to that word, to bring a person from where they were to where they is by the grace of God. And when we can see and give God the victory in times like these. We are so grateful for the ministry and thankful for God's word and the faithfulness of God's word. Because that word, we believe it, that word washes us, it cleans us, and it gives us a new birth by the grace of God. To present us to Christ, a church virgin without spot or a wrinkle. Amen. That we can give God thanks. We need something real, friends. We need the scriptures. We're not in something past. We're not in something what? We're in the scriptures today. Present tense scriptures today. It's happening. Prophecies laying in the Bible. Quicken today. And here we are in the scripture. Fulfilling the scripture. She was fulfilling the scriptures. She was fulfilling the word. In simplicity and humility. She was fulfilling the word. In a little way. Amen. She was a leaf from the tree of life. Glory. But sometime in the winter, what has happened? Wind is a type of death. The leaves fall. But is that the end of it? No. As Job says, he said, look at a tree. It come up strong, have leaves, have fruit. People go on there, the different things, pick fruit. And the winter time, it dies. Autumn, go. All the leaves fall off. Wintertime is buried. Is that the end? No. The Bible says at the scent of water, it will bud.
Where's water? The word. At the center of water, it would bud. There's a resurrection, friends. And if there's a resurrection for a tree, that have a purpose. Look at the sun. It have a purpose. Without the sun, nothing can live. But the sun comes up in the morning as a little baby. It shines a little way, all between 5 and 6. It gets a little brighter, a little toddler, a little 8, make it more sun. You know, 12, 13, amen. 10 o'clock, but 12 o'clock, it is full strength, a full strong man. But it starts to go down. So it gets weaker and shine less. 3 o'clock, it starts to go down, getting old. By 6, on a bed. By 7, that's it. But is that the end of it? No. It gives an expression of Almighty God. It gives an expression. Hallelujah. In them flowers there, people bring wreaths today to give expression of how they feel and don't want to express to the family their sympathy, the condolences, and they show it by a wreath and have a little card. This is from so-and-so family. This, they want the family to know we are there with you. We're expressing our condolences. We're expressing our sympathy with you. We know what you're going through. You have a loss. We want to tell you we're there with you. We're praying with you. We have your back by the grace of God. The flowers expressing, it have a purpose. That flower pick, you know, within is the end, and next flower coming up at next time to replace that one. Amen? But God thinks that replacement. God thinks resurrection. The same life that go down is going to come back up by the grace of God. The same life. And God give an expression too. Amen. About our sister. God expressing about her, what he means to her, how God died for her, how God suffered for her, how God humbled himself for her. That always strike me, how the great creator of heaven and earth, the one who made all things by himself for himself, could come so low, come so humble, come so simple to express his love, to be spat upon, a crown of thorns, to be called Beelzebub, to go through all that, to express his love. Amen. What a time, friends. What a time. God, I want to express about her too, his love towards her. Blessed are they that die in the Lord. Amen. For they rest from their labors. Amen. They rest from their labors and their works to follow them. That's God's expressions of her. The Bible said there's hope in the death of the righteous. That's God's expressions of her. You mean in death you have hope? Yes. Proverbs 14:32. The righteous had hope in his death. That's why Abraham them say, bury me there. Bury Sarah there. Bury Isaac there. Bury Jacob there. Why? They have hope in their death. We have hope in our death. We know sorrow. We have hope. We have expectation. We know this is not the end of it. It's just from one place to another place. Just move residence. Like you live in Mova, you're going grindy to live. We just move residence from this dimension to another one. For we know this earthly tabernacle be dissolved. We have another one waiting. God gave an expression to his believing Sharon. How thankful we are this evening. How grateful we are. We could stand around this coffin, this casket, and rejoice and give God praise. Because dead power has been broken. The sting of death has been lost. It sting Jesus Christ so hard. When a bee put a sting in you, it has leave the stinger inside of you. After it can't sting no more. And when the bee of death stung Jesus Christ on Calvary, he leave his stinger inside of him. And he have no stinger to the believer no more. Death had no terror to the blood-bought ones no more. He loses stinger. We can rejoice. We give God thanks and praise. A believer cannot die. It have no death concern a believer. When he came, he abolished death. We also, we enter into that blessing. We enter into that victory. We also, death is abolished also to us. You see, because I live, you will live also. How thankful we are this evening. for this great word of God has been made known to us. We can see plainly. We can see clearly. We know that we know that we know. Amen. We're not afraid of this. No. No believer afraid to die. If God said, come up here, we're not afraid. We're ready. You feel like that? You live in a... You fear to die? If you fear to die, you're in bad business. If you're not ready, you're in bad business. God give us opportunity. Just to be here in the house of God today is an opportunity. Just be in the house of God to hear the good news that all the sins that was ever against you and all that you have ever did and will ever do to this, please God, Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh and went Calvary and took that sin and took that iniquity and took that transgression upon himself. The Bible said the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Everything we ever did and will ever do, contrary to God's word, was laid on him. What grace this evening. So it's not by works, but by believing in what he has done for us. And believing his word, present tense. And if we really believe, God has imputed his righteousness unto us because we believe. See, Abraham believed God and was imputed unto him for righteousness. Because we cannot save ourselves. Our nature is sinful. Since we're small, our nature is sinful. No matter what we try to do. But God have a remedy. God could take a sinful man and make him a saint. God could take a sinful man, temporal, and make him a blessing, eternal person by giving him a new birth. God have the remedy. That when God done with you, there's no desire for sin. When the power of sin comes, you have something greater than that to put sin in subjection. By the grace of God. Christianity is not joining church. Christianity belonging to something. No, no, no. Christianity is accepting God's provided way. What God provide? Christ. What God provide in this day? Christ. The fullness of Christ. All of Christ has been made known to us in this hour. That will God present us. All of him. The mighty God unveiled before us. God unveiled himself in his entirety to us in the last day. That will God give us in this day. That we could come here and give God praise and give God thanks. See, the time is upon us. We have to leave now because the cemetery closing at 6. But we are so grateful and thankful. You know that our precious sister is such a great thing to be identified with her. You know, the kind of person she is. That was, she is. How she lived. How she lived for the Lord. How she loved the Lord. How she respect God's servant. How she respect us. She respect the ministry. She walked in a dignified way to respect to the word and to God's servants by God's grace. We are so thankful for her children today. You know, all the children God have given us. Cyril, Peter, Charles, Neil, and Junior. Amen. All boys. God in his great mind. Amen. We know Brother Charles here. You know, in the assembly. Brother Charlo, everyone knows Brother Charlo. A servant of Christ. Amen. Loved by the people. God give him a wonderful family by the grace of God. A wonderful mother by the grace of God. We are so thankful to be identified with them by God's grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise his mighty name. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read one scripture before we go. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Ignorant without knowledge, without light, without illumination. Believers here, they was kind of ignorant about them that went on. It wasn't clear. They're grieving. They're putting on black. They, you know, believers, saints of God, and they going on and crying and not being comforted. And Paul is saying, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
concerning them who are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. We have hope this evening. We have expectation. We're going to see our sister again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them who also sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Let me sleep in Jesus. Jump high, jump. Let me sleep in Jesus. You have to sleep, let me sleep in Jesus. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain, what a promise to us. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. May God bless our family richly. May God comfort them with these words this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're here and you're not a Christian, maybe your family, maybe that's your grandmother, buddy there. If you want to see her again, the same way she came by the word. She came by a call of God. She came by submitting herself to God's word. Amen. And following God's word. Walking in the light of the word. Bible says if we walk in the light as he's the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Let's bow our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much, Father. Lord, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Lord, you take the terror out of death. You take the sting out of it, Lord. You take the grief and the pain that people who have no hope experience. But we who have our loved ones crossing over, even though we sorrow, not like that, Lord. You have given us something so great. You have given us an inheritance, Father. All that Adam lost, eternal life, fellowship with God, dominion, have been restored back to us, Father. And Lord, here we are, experiencing the earnest of that blessing by a new birth, Father. There's a people upon the face of the earth, your bride, experiencing, Lord, that blessing, that eternal life right now, that dominion right now, that fellowship with you right now, in an earnest and measure. But we are going on to the fullness, Father. That is the whole plan, to bring us back to Eden, Lord. All of Adam lost his entirety is restored back to us. How we thank you for your love, Lord. When we look to see, we have none to do with it. It's all your amazing grace, Father. It's all your love towards us, Father. We are so thankful today we could stand and represent you, Lord, and give witness and testimony of the work you have done in our sister's life. It's all you're doing, Father. It's marvelous in our eyes. As we stand here, we are conscious. It's not that she was good in herself. It's not that she was this woman that in her own self, her own effort and works. No. But Lord, it's your handiwork. It's your workmanship. Use the great potter and mold her and shape her. Fill her, Father. It's your doing, Lord. It's your grace, Lord. It's
It's marvelous in our eyes. How great thou art, Lord. You could take a sinful man and make a breach between a holy God and bring him to the other side of the chasm. You made a way, Father, when you went Calvary, Lord. The lamb that was slain said before the foundation of the world, how she loved that lamb, how she embraced that lamb, how she separated herself from the things of the world. Oh God, your spirit dwell inside of her, Father. We are so thankful. A saint of God. We give honor, we give thanks, Father. Continue to bless the family, Lord. And Brother Charles, his wife, the children, her rest of sons, Lord. Remember them, Father. They had a real gift as a mother. We are so grateful. We had a real gift as a precious sister in the assembly. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your attribute, placing her among us, Lord. She has blessed our hearts, Father. We thank you, Lord, a shining light, one worthy of praise, Father. Today we give you thanks and praise. We commit the rest of the day into your hands, Father. Continue to get honor and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. When we leave here, we want to proceed to the cemetery immediately after the service. Amen. Due to time constraint. So we're going to have your seats. We're going to open the casket. We're going to ask the deacons to usher you. Those who would like to view the body. Amen. I think we could start from the back. I think we have a special. Do we have us? Yes. We salute you. Amen. This is somebody really worthy of that song this evening. A salute. A real soldier. Battle scarred veteran. Hallelujah.
Soldier of the cross, always standing at your post of duty, shouting from the amen corner. Now your chapters have been written, and the book of your life is closed. You'll hear him say, well done, my child, you have overcome as I. We salute a soldier of the cross, a mighty Gentile warrior, a sister, a mother and a friend. We salute a victorious overcomer, a battle-scarred warrior. Our sister, we salute you. Remembering your years sacrifice and service to the bride, we saw it was the life of Christ unveiled before our eyes. Your dedication and commitment to this cause for which you stood gives us faith to press on to the end, knowing we'll see you soon again. Soldier of the cross, a mighty Gentile warrior, a sister, a mother and a friend. We salute a victorious overcomer, a battle-scarred warrior, our sister. Soldier of the cross, a mighty general.